3 months ago today, the staff at a San Francisco nightclub devoted to the arts, well, to exotic dancing, which actually is stripping. Anyway, the women who work at the Lusty Lady took over the place, making it the first worker-owned strip club in the country. Now they're trying to figure out how to run it, and with more attention to worker needs than you would commonly find in a strip club. We sent a reporter to learn more.
I'm Deb Monroe, reporting at the Lusty Lady, one of the country's last remaining all-nude peep clubs. Women in skimpy outfits hang around the front desk, beckoning to passersby. A young guy sits behind the cash register, stopping men as they enter.
Sir, $10 for gentlemen to get in tonight. 'Cause ladies' night, and the feeling's right.
So I glide on in free, and while I'm dying to see what's behind the red-painted doors and ask about the Kleenex boxes on the wall, the unionized strippers really want to talk about the business they now own.
We looked at a couple of models of cooperativization when we started out, and one of the places that we were inspired by was a print shop in Berkeley that is also union and is also a co-op.
That's Pepper. She's a stripper and a member of the new Lusty Lady Board of Directors. And while she may wear artful strips of black leather, Pepper is as concerned about the bottom line as any CFO in Dockers. So I ask her, what is the greatest challenge the Lusty Lady now faces?
Well, in this place and time, I would say loss of revenue and loss of business because of the recent economic bust here and because of, you know, the financial hardships that most people are facing. They don't have a lot of discretionary income.
So the strippers hit on a new idea to expand business, Ladies' Night, a marketing push to get women, mostly lesbians, and their money in the door. And it looks like it's working. There's quite a few women looking as confused as I am by the constant racket of change machines. I ask Vega, one of the house madams, to explain.
It's a quarters. It's, the business is fed on quarters.
Your average customer, how much money do they drop?
What? The average customer, how much money would they drop?
Well, anywhere between 25 cents and probably couple hundred dollars.
I'd say we have a lot of blue collar workers because we have a lot of union workers come in here because they know that we are a union shop, and that's really important to them.
So in solidarity, union and non-union men and women alike enter those little booths where a quarter will buy them 20 seconds of an all-nude dance. The more quarters that go in, the longer the little window stays up. But if the viewer is a first-timer in the peep show booth like me, it comes as quite a shock that the strippers can see you as easily as you can see them.
Do people talk to you through the window?
They try.
Do you ignore them?
That's one of the things the strippers love about the little glass window. It gives them control of the situation and a sense of security. But there's something else they love.
There's a sisterhood here that has done me so much good in my life and has provided support and love and fun and growth.
Vega says while the sisterhood is growing under self-management, she says there's still a lot of healing to be done because so many of the strippers felt exploited by previous owners. But there's one thing the new dancers really want the outside world to know, that the Lusty Lady is a great place to work. This is Pepper.
I think part of that is because we don't compete against each other here for money or customers, and I think that makes all the difference. Like a traditional strip club setup has girls pit against each other a lot more than they are here.
At the end of the night, the strippers know they're going home with an hourly wage, anywhere between $15 to $25 an hour. The Lusty Lady employees have every incentive to improve business. They're hoping that by the end of the year, they will have danced their way into profit, which will be passed around to the high-heel-wearing members of the co-op. For Day Today, I'm Deb Monroe in San Francisco.